Beloved, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says this, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Now, what is faith? Do we have any evidence of our faith? We certainly do. Look at this mountain behind me. Look at the beauty of God's creation. That's why the scripture tells us that men are without excuse for not believing in God, because God has made himself known through what he's made. And now that we know there is a God, which is evident through his creation, we're without excuse to believe in him. In other words, we need to walk by faith. And if we're not walking by faith, we have no excuse. Now, what is faith? Faith is, first of all, to believe that there is a God. The Bible says that faith is, first of all, believing that God is. So as you see the creation, you realize, unless there's some type of block in you that's caused from the enemy, some hurt, some wound that's happened to you that is making you believe that there is no God, it's not actually your authentic soul, because your authentic soul knows there's a God. So once again, we look at creation. Everybody, when they see creation, knows there's a God. And because we know there is a God by what he's made, we are called now to walk in faith. The first element of faith is, listen, believing that God is. And then the second element of faith, according to the book of Hebrews, is to believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. It's really so simple. I just want to encourage you today, live this entire day believing there's a God, that he's a good God, that he's smiling on you, and that he loves you, that he sees you, that he's watching you, that every hair on your head is numbered, that he's closer to you than your own breath, that your soul lives in him. Believe in him, number one. And then secondly, exercise your faith today, beloved one, by walking in a way that you're going to be rewarded, because he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So order your steps after the Lord today, believing that he is, and that he's going to reward you for seeking him. This is Rabbi Schneider saying to you, God loves you today. He's smiling on you today. Be blessed and shalom. And by the way, pass this on to a friend. God wants them to be blessed too.